Greetings to all of you who've gathered tonight to support an organization which plays a vital and unique role in providing information about Cuba. I'm sorry that I can't personally join you in recognizing the achievements and the continued importance of the Cuban American National Foundation. I'm especially pleased to have this opportunity to say a few words in support of the much-needed work of the foundation and to emphasize how very much I personally value its mission. It fills a great service to the American people and the people of other countries with information about life in Cuba and conditions in that brutally repressive society. What impresses me about the foundation is not merely its daily operations, but its substantial efforts toward building a permanent database on Cuba, compiling information indispensable to understanding contemporary developments in Cuba. At the same time, future historians will look back upon the foundation's work as an invaluable perspective on a dark period of Cuban history, a time when an ideology alien to the Western Hemisphere held the island in a tight grip. But I have no doubt that history will also record that the efforts of courageous individuals, including many of you, finally resulted in a restoration of freedom to their beloved homeland. There are those who do not understand the priceless value of information when it comes to waging the battle against tyranny. Yet the lesson of repression is clear. It can only exist as long as its critics are silenced and its excesses are not known. That the people within Cuba are not permitted fundamental liberty and the most basic of human rights is a tragedy beyond words. But what a greater tragedy it would be for their story to be left untold. And for the fact that their story is being told, we can thank those who had the foresight to found this foundation. Totalitarian dictators learned long ago that control and manipulation of information is essential to their power. But we know that they're also concerned about their image in other countries. To them, an organization like the Cuban American National Foundation represents the most serious threat, for it proves that old axiom that knowledge is power. The Cuban American National Foundation has provided an antidote to the big lie of Castro's Cuba. It is the principal means by which Americans and those in other nations are reminded that Cuba today is little more than a surrogate for a faraway totalitarian power which threatens the vital interests of the United States and undermines the stability of the hemisphere. For your work, I thank you. And for your continued success, I wish you Godspeed.